Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Schultz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Welich. Batting third. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Irv Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Schultz and he is safe. White steals second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic bunts in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to third for the out. Chartak moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gale House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chartak scores. Krivic moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 0. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0-for-1 in the game. Wellage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Hefner moves to third. Wellage moves to second. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Estalella hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic who is chasing the ball. Estalella reaches third base with a triple. Hefner scores. Wellage scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Estalella scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Chartak moves to second. One out. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 1 in the game. Black hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cliff moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Cliff moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wellage hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Wellage reaches second base with a double. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Wellage moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chartak hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schultz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Fuchs now pitching. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 2 in the game. Black hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wellage hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 3 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Krivic moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Charlie Fuchs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Estolella. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. Schultz goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 4, Athletics, 4. Mark Christman pinch runs for Frankie Hayes. Everett Fagan now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 4 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Estolella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estolella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Estolella takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Estolella moves to second. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Irv Hall. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Pete Suter now playing shortstop. Eddie Mayo now playing third base. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs bunts towards the mound. Fagan fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fagan. Clift moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 4 in the game. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Fagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clift moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Roger Wolf now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of White. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. Lobbs scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 6-4, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chartak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welich. Chartak reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. McQuinn moves to third. It's 7-4, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Estolella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuinn scores. One out. It's 8-4, Browns. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tyak pinch hits for Roger Wolf. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wellage hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.